Good morning. It is 7:07 on the Mighty 990, 107.9 FM, 990 AM. We're streaming all the time at Mighty990.com. He's Ben. He's Josh. I'm Tim. Thank you for joining us for hour number two. You heard the forecast at the top of the hour. Some unsettled weather heading to the Mid-South over the next few days. Make sure you download our live streaming app at Mighty990.com and click on our weather tab as well. And follow the weather because it could get a little hairy over the next 48 plus hours. All right, let's go right to the phone lines. On Friday, we had a discussion with Tennessee Stands Executive Director and State Senate candidate Gary Humble about House Bill 1201. The bill is sponsored by Tennessee Speaker of the House Cameron Sexton, and had a brief brief conversation with the Speaker on Friday, and he kindly accepted my invitation to come on and talk about it. I think it's only fair that he discuss this bill himself because he is a sponsor of it. So we welcome to the station Tennessee Speaker of the House Cameron Sexton. Mr. Speaker, thank you for accepting my invitation. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are y'all? Hope y'all stay safe through this bad weather that's coming through for sure.
I appreciate that. Let's just jump right into House Bill 1201, and can you give us a 30,000-foot overview of what this bill is intended to do?
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Yes, sir.
As you know, in campaigns recently, there's been a lot of dark money flowing in it, which is money that you don't know where it's come from, and you don't know who the contributors are behind it. And so Donald Trump even is the candidate who had the most dark money to go against him. And so you have this thing in law called 501c4, which companies or organizations can use. They can't say vote for or not vote for someone, but they can do positive, they can do negative, they can do a lot of things with that money during an election cycle. And so all this bill really does is say, if you're going to spend money 60 days prior to an election, more than $5,000, all you have to do is report where you spent that money. It doesn't say you can't spend the money. It doesn't say that you can't do any activities. It doesn't say that any limit at all on what you can and can't do. It just says that the people should know, basically, if you spend more than $5,000 during a 60-day window to influence an election, which I would argue if you're trying to do anything for a candidate or against the candidate 60 days before an election, you're trying to influence the election.
I believe you're referring to Section 13 on the amendment. By the way, folks, you can go to our live show blog at Mighty990.com. We have the original bill. It was hard to find, but we got the amendment. If you look at Section 13, also, and I know you mentioned the expenditure of $5,000, but you did not mention, Speaker, also in Section 13, that not only is there a $5,000 expenditure, but there's also this clause, or credits for communications that expressly contain the name or visually depict the likeness of a state or local candidate in a primary or general election within those 60 days. So in this bill, are you saying in this bill that if it's passed, if one of these nonprofits invokes the name of a candidate or uses their picture on a flyer, then would they lose this nonprofit status and be forced into becoming a PAC?
Well, they don't lose their nonprofit status. I think that's not what happens. But what it does is if you're in a campaign, and Tim, I want to send something out to you to show that on the issue of Second Amendment that I'm for you and I'm with you. And I say, Tim Van Horn stands with the Second Amendment. In the Tennessee General Assembly, he did X, Y, Z, right? And I'd spent more than $5,000 60 days before an election. I used your name and I used your likeness. I would have to report that. That's what it's saying. You could do the opposite. You could say Tim Van Horn isn't for the Second Amendment. He voted against this bill. That's once again telling somebody about what someone did, which is fine. But if you spend more than $5,000 on that, then you have to report it. And it just goes back to having transparency in our campaign finance system. I think the Tennesseans and people want to know who's sending this stuff out and how much they're doing it. And it's not going to stop them from doing it. But the name and likeness is just if they're using your name to go out and do something in a campaign cycle 60 days before Election Day.
Tennessee Speaker of the House Cameron Sexton joins us on Wake Up Memphis. Speaker Sexton, and I was looking this up over the weekend and doing some research on this bill. It's about a 15-page amendment here. But as I look at this, and then I'm skimming through just some other law, and I'm not an attorney, but just a curious show host, this what is in Section 13 of your amendment looks an awful lot, mirrors awful lot like the documentation that was asserted and struck down by the Supreme Court in Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission. Has this bill been vetted by the Attorney General? And if so, what did he say about this particular clause that you've got?
Our legal department says that we have constitutional grounds to stand on in the form of campaign finance. We're not saying that anybody can limit what they can or can't do. All we're saying is if you do something 60 days prior to an election, then you have the capability to know how much money they spent on somebody. And I'm sure, you know, if Gary wants to sue the state of Tennessee, like he sued many people in Texas and here in Tennessee, and he's lost a lot, then he can do that. But right now, this is the direction that we think we need to go to give Tennesseans transparency in campaign finance.
Now, in a lot of these ads, don't they have to say paid for by?
Oh, no. On the 501c4s, that is an unregulated entity. And so there's nothing in state law that prohibits or requires any disclosure from 501c4s in state or local campaigns. Now, if they were doing federal things, there's federal requirements on 501c4s and what they can and what they can't do. But there's nothing in the state law that has any type of similar regulation.
And you mentioned dark money, and there is a $5,000 expenditure that's mentioned, and also 60 days prior. What's to stop if this is passed? And we're talking about nonprofits, 501c4s. We're not talking about PACs or super PACs. What's to stop the Tennessee legislature from coming in next year and dropping that amount down to $1,000 expenditure, or 90 days prior, or 120 days prior? Isn't this, the way that it's written, a gateway to censorship?
I don't know how you have censorship when all you're having is disclosure and transparency. I mean, you're not censoring somebody from doing something. I mean, I think that's a misconception. All you're doing is telling people that if you're a candidate for office right now, you have to disclose your contributors and where you spent your money. If you're a PAC, you have to disclose your contributors and where you spent your money. If you're a corporation, you have to register as a PAC if you give too much money. None of that is censorship. What that is just transparency in campaign finance to allow people to have a better understanding of who's all trying to influence the election and where they're spending their money. And so censorship means that you can't do something. There's nothing in this bill that tells anyone that they cannot do anything that they want to.
I want to play a clip for you and get your response to this. And this was from Friday. I'm not sure if you heard the entire interview, but I do want to get your take, your words on this, on your time. Can you play cut number 12, please?
Why would something like this, sponsored by Speaker Sexton and also the Lieutenant Governor, Randy McNally, why would they be doing this?
Because we're being hurt. Because people now are seeing what's happening in our General Assembly. We're putting these committee hearings out. We're talking about all of these bills being killed and all of these bills, like these surprise attacks, like the HPV vaccine bill that you mentioned from Bob Ramsey. We are getting loud and people are listening. And look, they're taking it on the nose for it, and they don't like it. So they're literally trying to silence advocacy organizations.
Mr. Speaker, that was Gary Humble from Friday. What do you say when being essentially accused of trying to silence the little man with this particular part of the amendment?
Well, that amendment has nothing to do with what he just said. That's the funny thing. We're not 60 days before an election of state. There's nothing that says that he can't express himself and put up his videos. There's nothing that says that he can pay himself a salary out of Tennessee Stands, however much that is. I mean, no one's asking for that to be reported yet as part of expenditures. And so he can continue to do exactly what he's been doing. There's nothing there that's stopping him. All we're saying is if you get within 60 days of an election, then you need to say where you spent your money. And so he can continue doing what he wants to do. And, you know, he can take whatever take he wants. I see this for him merely as a mechanism to continue to trying to get non-disclosed contributions to his 501c4, which in turn, theoretically, he could turn around and use for himself in his own campaign and not disclose that he got money from other individuals. This is the same thing that George Soros is doing in campaigns. He's opening up 501c4s, putting in millions of dollars, and going after conservative candidates. And so all we're saying is it shouldn't matter if you're conservative or if you're a liberal organization or nonpartisan organization. We're treating everybody the same, whether you're George Soros or Gary Humble. We're just saying that if you spend money within a 60-day window from a 501c4, more than $5,000, you just have to report where you spent it. It's pretty clear.
And what would this bill fix? Why specifically? I'm just curious, why 60 days?
Well, 60 days is usually the time that is before an election. So if you're looking at the August election, that's June. Usually campaign spending for a office starts 60 days prior. And so that was an interesting a first step number to go with. If 30 days gets you too close to early voting, there's a lot more spending. So 60 days is about the average time that someone would start spending on a campaign to influence somebody's vote.
All right. Well, we'll have to leave it at that. We're up against a break. Speaker of the House, Cameron Sexton, we've put a link where you can follow him on Twitter. We've also put his bill, also put his amendment up there. Speaker, thanks for the chat on Friday and graciously agreeing to come on today and talk about House Bill 1201. You're always welcome to discuss anything pretty much on this radio station. We appreciate your time, sir, and hope you have a good day and want to wish your family and you a happy and joyous Easter weekend.
Oh, you too. Thank you, Tim. Y'all have a great one.
All right, thank you. All right, there's Speaker of the House, Cameron Sexton, who, did he just compare Gary Humble to George Soros? Did I hear that right? Wow. All right, coming up, we've got plenty more on Wake Up Memphis, including Steve Gill, our political analyst. He'll join us at 7:35. We've got local, national, international news, and so much more coming up on the Mighty 990. Time for a look at traffic, 720.